Welcome to episode 252 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. We continue today with our study of the book of Philippians. And if it's Tuesday, it's time for another top 10 list.
Today's top 10 list.
10 themes from the book of Philippians.
Today's top 10 list.
Christians need to keep making spiritual progress. Philippians 3 verses 12 to 16. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. We can't be complacent. We can't be comfortable. We can't be satisfied. We need to press on. We need to move forward. We need to strain forward. Christians are called to mature in our spirituality.
Number two.
Such progress requires a spiritual outlook. Philippians 1 verses 8 to 11. For God is my witness, how I yearn for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. The Philippians have a lot of love, and they have shown this to Paul. Yet Paul does not hesitate to pray that their love will abound still more and more. It does not matter how much love for others we have, we can still have more. And this love, that which Paul wants to abound, is not blind love. It is love that has knowledge and all discernment. It is love that can approve the things that are excellent. It is a love that is spiritually driven.
Number three.
Christ is the supreme example for the Christian. Philippians 2 verses 5 to 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We are called to have the mind of Christ. We are called to be humble, to be obedient, to be full of faith.
Number four.
Mature Christians can also serve as role models. Philippians 2 verses 19 to 20. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be cheered by news of you. For I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare. Then in verses 25 to 26, I have thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier and your messenger and minister to my need, for he has been longing for you all. Timothy is a valuable member of Paul's ministry team and is known for his concern for the welfare of the people. Epaphroditus is a member of the Philippian congregation who has also matured as a Christian leader.
Number five.
Suffering will come, but Christians can still be joyful. In Philippians 1 verse 12, Paul says that what has happened to him, being imprisoned in Rome, has really served to advance the gospel. In Philippians 2 verse 14, he encourages the people not to grumble despite their situation. In Philippians 4, verse 4, he charges them to rejoice in the Lord always. Later in verses 11 to 13, he shares this: I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Number 6.
Prayer is crucial for maintaining a joyful life. Philippians 4 verse 6 begins, "Do not be anxious about anything." And then Paul provides the formula for having a joyful Christian life. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God."
Number 7.
Christians can enjoy rich relationships with one another. They can also be united in service to promote the gospel. Paul tells these people in Philippians 1 verse 7 that he holds them in his heart and that they are partakers with him of grace. In verse 27 he says, "Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel." Being of one mind, being of one spirit, working together side by side. That is what we're called to do. In Philippians 1, verse 5, he also speaks of his partnership with them in the advancement of the gospel.
Number 8.
Our focus needs to be on others rather than on self. Philippians 2 verses 3 to 4, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others."
Number 9.
Keeping the law cannot provide a right standing with God. Believers are saved only through their faith in Jesus Christ. In Philippians 3 verse 2, Paul says, "Look out for, watch out for, or beware of dogs." This is a harsh reference to troublemaking legalists who have attempted to deceive the Philippians, just as has been the case in other places where Christian churches have been planted. Dogs is the term of contempt Jews would have used to denigrate Gentiles. Paul says a lot by using this word against Jewish influence legalists.
Number 10.
Jesus is fully God and fully man. Because of his suffering on the cross, he is now glorified as Lord and Christ. In Philippians 2, Paul describes Jesus' pre-incarnate existence. He uses a Greek term that suggests that the Lord did not dispossess his divine essence when he assumed human form. But when he emptied himself, he did not empty himself of his deity or any of his attributes or of his equality with God. He emptied himself into the form of a bondservant, not merely the form of a man. He humbled himself and has become the ultimate example of exaltation after humility. Father, thank you for the lessons from the book of Philippians, lessons that challenge and comfort. May the application of these lessons help us to mature in you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.